This episode of Sewing Out Loud is brought to you by the Made to Measure Leggings class from SewHere.com. This online class brings ZD right into your sewing room to show you how to measure, draft, and construct a pair of leggings based on your personal measurements. Go to SewHere.com/leggings to find out more and get access to all the videos and course materials immediately. That's SewHere.com/leggings.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And it is our promised zipper follow-up episode. I really like this way of doing this. It's like we yakety yak about a subject, and then the people tell us, "Oh, well, I've got this question." Well,
yeah, you didn't answer all my questions.
Yeah,
and
they're like,
"Address
okay,
everything that's happening to
it's
me."
It's sort of like a delayed conversation.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, but I enjoy because, I mean, zippers. What a topic! There's probably an infinite amount of things that one could say.
Yes,
you know, about zippers. So, Zipper podcast number 2, we'll do our best to answer your questions. What were you going to say? Go ahead.
Well, I think the other thing is zippers are also used in different applications than they, you know, it used to be you learned to put in a zipper 2 or 3 ways and that was it. And now we have decorative zippers.
Waterproof zippers. Water,
yeah, and you know, decorative zippers that, you know, show the teeth.
Yeah, right.
You know, you want to show the teeth.
I encountered this in college, I remember, because my teacher was like, okay, so do you know how to insert a zipper? And I said, yes. And I like did it one way. And she's like, oh, well, no, we're going to do it this way. I was like, well, there's all these ways. There's the lapped zippers and the centered. Mm-hmm. Do you call it? We've talked.
Centered
I'm having
zipper,
deja vu.
Lipped centered, and centered.
Okay, mm-hmm. Lapped and centered. Lipped.
Lapped.
The centered ones mm-hmm. are kind of lipped.
It used to be that in the olden days, right, that a centered zipper was considered more homemade, and the lapped zippers were what you saw, you know, in ready to wear.
Yeah, and I mean, I've put in,
which is silly because it just depends on where you're putting it and what you want.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, right? Yeah, right. And home deck is something else where zippers mm-hmm. are here. And I've put in a bunch of fly zippers now, and that will be a part. And there are a lot of ways to do that.
Yep.
You know? And so in the pants drafting class that I'm working on getting the materials together for, I want to do, like, a quick fly zipper video. Like, if you want to just do a fly zipper, follow these steps.
Right.
And then I want to do a zipper video where we, like, dissect, like, okay, you need to find your center front. So are you going to baste it or not? Or
right.
are, you know, because, like, I recommend, I'm gonna just recommend right. basting, but well, some people don't baste it.
Or you just, and in my early days of zippering, mm-hmm. there was no such thing as, you know, the welding film,
the Wonder Tape or the
Wonder Tape,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well,
right.
Course,
you didn't have those things,
yeah.
You know, you either fused it or you didn't, or you pinned it,
right.
or you glued it,
or is there a fly extension or not, or why do you decide this, or blah mm-hmm. blah blah. So there's all these, like, you know, infinity questions about just a fly zipper. But if you just want to get the job done, you know,
I think I remember, you know, at one time or in olden days, there was like, the lap zipper goes here and a centered zipper goes here.
Okay.
And, you know, it like they had these
rules.
Well, let's.
There are no
more
rules.
I mean, you know, I wouldn't have like a lap zipper on a side seam facing open towards the front, probably.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, I would think about the mm-hmm. aesthetics of it.
Sure.
I guess, when I was putting it in.
That brings me to, well, here we go. Let me get the note open, the podcast note. Let's go to this zipper question for the second zipper podcast. I love information about how to add a zipper where the pattern has none. In other words, how to create an opening, parentheses, side back, when the pattern is a top you slip over your head. So
side back.
It's like a parenthesis. parenthetical. Like, she wants to put a side or a back zipper.
Oh, side or back. Okay.
Where they're, side or back. Sorry, it's hard for when I'm reading it.
First of all, you can put a zipper anywhere there's a seam.
Just slap it.
You can put it in the shoulder seam.
Slap it.
You can put a zipper.
It doesn't need a seam because you can just slap it on there, top stitch around it, and cut open the back.
That's exactly what you can do. And that,
and it is done.
Okay, and an exposed zipper can be very similar.
Yes, that's
right. So I can take any place on a garment, right? Now, you do want to pick a place where the zipper will lay nicely. You don't want to, like, over a bump. I mean, I don't know.
Gosh,
I don't know where your bump is.
I don't even like zippers, how zippers look sometimes on the front of my freaking hoodies. I'm like, why do I have the bloop, bloop, bloop,
I know.
Bloop,
exactly. well, exactly. And I think the problem with the hoodie is you usually have a pretty substantial zipper.
Yes.
So it doesn't tend to lay close or nice to the body, you know, but it is a coat.
Sorry, but you're saying.
So I'm saying you can put a zipper anywhere if you want an exposed zipper.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how you do that, right, is you would pick your spot, draw a line, I guess.
Right.
And put another piece of fabric right sides to right sides over that line, right? Center it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would sew down one side of that line, go over at the bottom, and sew back up that side. Then you would turn that. And you would basically have
a facing.
Right. And that's actually.
Or a welt. Or
right. Well, you know. And now you could do it with a welt, too, and actually have the little welts cover the zipper. Mm-hmm. So you could do that, too, okay?
Yeah, I think you and I are picturing a zipper that would go up to the neckline, you
know,
or something.
Well, it doesn't have to.
No.
So when I would put zippers in bags a lot of times, I would do that same thing that I just described, right? And I would sew a long, slender rectangle that would allow, you know, zipper teeth with a little bit wider than the zipper teeth. You know, turn that inside out, and then I've got this hole to stitch my zipper down in.
Yeah.
Another way to do that, my very favorite, like, zippered pocket in a bag, right, is to make that pocket. You know, you have the length of the pocket, right? So where do you want your zipper? You decide, draw, you know, and you take sort of like the top part of that pocket and make it the facing, turn it inside out, put your zipper on, and then sew your pocket up.
Right.
And that pocket is, you know, down in the lining.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But you have the zipper out front.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that painted a picture for people.
I think that kind of makes sense. Maybe we just do need to do a little zipper broadcast
for
the zip.
There's a couple of things here, and it seems like, especially like decorative type zippers or zippers in bags and things, that maybe we could do something
on.
Some tutorials on.
I want to come to this because she is asking about adding a zipper. So let's pretend you said you can add a zipper anywhere where there's a seam.
Yes.
So, yes, if you are making a garment, in general, the place where they say to put the zipper has the same seam allowance
Absolutely.
As the rest of the garment.
It does.
Now, I don't want to say it. I've seen some things. And
there's
so,
and if it's a big...
I've seen some things.
If it's a big... fly zipper,
of course,
that's
could
differently. You may have an extension. You may have a piece you have to add.
But
fabric.
I want to point out that I made the Jenny trousers by Closet Core, and she's got a lapped zipper in the side. And I was like, hell no, I'm putting an invisible zipper in. And I made no modification to the pattern. I used the same seam allowance, though.
Right.
There was no extension.
Yeah, well,
for
like
that zipper.
What when she says modification.
Mm-hmm.
That's what there sort of isn't. You just decide to put it in that spot.
Or let's pretend it's a garment that has the back of a bodice, has no back center seam.
Right.
You're going to add a center
you
seam
could
in
make,
the back.
You could add a center seam. Exactly.
You're going to get out your Sew Here seam allowance discs.
Right.
Okay. And you're going to add... If it's
you're
a 5/8,
that. You're going to split that back down the middle, and then you are going to add your seam allowance on each piece, right?
So it's not super complex in that way. It just, you're making, so you're either, you know, putting it in a different seam, like you said, or you're going to make a new seam. Like, maybe you do have a bodice front where you want to just pop in a zipper. I did that with one of those decorative zippers from the same batch that you used. It's those plastic ones that look like metal.
Yes.
When we first got them, and I made a knit tank dress with like a gathered skirt.
Right.
And I used a zipper. I totally didn't need this zipper. It was purely like for fun, and it was basically just splitting that front tank in half, having a little bit of seam allowance to be able to sew that in.
Right.
So like any application that you're doing, you mentioned, of course, the fly zipper has the extensions, which is a little different. But you may find if your pattern tells you to put in a centered zipper or lapped zipper, you can just replace it with the invisible if you want to.
Oh, absolutely.
Or vice versa.
Right.
And yeah, you can... If you have
because
you
an invisible zipper uses the seam allowance.
Yes.
Just like a regular, you know, what do we call them? A regular normal zipper.
Yeah.
So on my swimsuits,
yes.
One reason that I do that faced application, like I draw a line and then I, you know, sew down and make this huge long rectangle down the front of my body, right? Is because I don't want a seam going down the middle of my crotch.
Right.
Okay. Now I could.
Good point.
I could actually make sort of like a pant front, right?
Yeah.
Or and skip this. And I don't want my zipper down my back because I don't want to have to deal with the tether.
You don't want to have to carry around like a little carabiner.
Right.
A ribbon.
Right. Or you know, put a ribbon on it and have to have a. You know, I want to zip down the front. I want it to be easy.
Yes.
Right.
So I want to clarify that because a few people have kind of asked about this a couple of times. So ZD's putting that zipper down the front. She's making herself that opening. If you have some other type of garment that you're, you know, mashing together or whatever, some that you can mash together like a panty pattern with no front seam with a t-shirt pattern that you
cut the bottom off of your leotard or swimsuit pattern, make that seam and then seam it together and make a seam down the front.
You can do it at whatever you want.
Let's talk about why there is a zipper down the front of my leotard. I guess I use the same pattern for my leotard.
Right, your swim thing.
Yeah. So
your swim
whatever
costume,
my one piece
your swim
thing.
Costume.
Yes, my costumes that I wear. The reason I have a zipper down the front, and it's way down the front, like almost to my navel, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Is because I have a high-necked swimsuit.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had a big scoop-neck swimsuit or was open in the back or something, it would allow my head and my shoulders and my rear end because I would have to step into the suit.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and I step into that suit, too. You step into anything that's one piece. So, you know, the reason that zipper is so long for me is because I need to step into it and be able to get my shoulders into the sleeves and all of that. So I tried to cheat and do a shorter zipper, and it worked.
Right.
But, oh my gosh. When it was wet, forget it.
Right.
You know, it's like, well, I'll put on my dry suit now.
Then you're just welded into it.
So you can't go pee, in your wet suit and put it back on, hardly.
I've mentioned this before, but it was like when I thought I could get away with a shorter zipper in the long couch cushion bag.
Oh, yeah, no. It's not worth it. It is not worth it.
Trying to skimp. I was just like, oh, this should work. Why doesn't everyone do it like this? Now I understand.
Because I'm struggling. I'm wrestling with my
I'm the dummy,
couch cushion. Yes.
You know? Put a zipper wherever you please. Oh, when I said just top stitch it on and slit it behind the zipper, I've seen that in ready to wear. I mean, nothing's finished.
Yes.
Like, you're using, you know, the zipper tape, of course, is not going to, like, fray on you or whatever. But, like, I have seen them in ready to wear. They have popped that on. They have sewn around the edge of the zipper with a sewing machine.
Right.
And then just
raw edge.
Cut it.
Raw edge applique, basically.
Yep, just cut it and down it, which is fine.
So when I was designing my swimsuit, it's my standard swim costume now.
And
I was doing my research, And I was, you know, looking in some department stores, looking online, things like that. A lot of zippers were put in where they bias taped that opening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they cut themselves an opening, you know, and it was in the front. And they would take, you know, a bias, or sometimes it was a knit.
Whatever,
right,
yeah.
A knit,
yeah.
Bind, and they would bind it, you know, and that zipper was then, you know, in
that
there.
That might be a little more efficient in a factory
or something. And
maybe.
A lot of those suits were not lined. I line mine.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes some sense.
I tend to line my suits.
Now, you don't do, like, kind of the separate panty thing, and I don't really feel like there's a need to do that, except I've seen cool color blocking.
Well, no,
from that.
I have done that with color blocking. Yes.
Yeah, I really think that's cute.
No, I do. I like that, too.
When they have it like that. Okay.
I've done it with color blocking.
We're going to take
But my swimsuit is also a princess seam.
Yes,
suit.
Which also can be fun to lend itself to.
Yeah, I color block there, but then you color block the suit by putting, like, wedges in the waist
and things like that.
Well, and
maybe, like, another really practical thing with color blocking is if you wanted to incorporate, like, a light color into your suit, and you're like, I'm cool with having a lighter orange on top, but I'm going to go ahead and put black on the bottom or something.
The other thing that's cool is you can make a swimming suit with scraps.
That's right. Yes. That's right. Some of those pieces, just
a swim costume.
You just have a patchwork swim costume.
A swim costume.
Yes, yes.
All right. I'm gonna just say that all the time. I'm gonna say that, like, when I'm on the, I have to slip with the boat, and all these young people are walking.
Well,
around.
You know what?
I'm gonna say I'm wearing my swim costume.
Swim costume makes me think of those, like, wool.
Oh my
gosh!
Things
like that people would still, like, get arrested for or whatever.
But you know, I'm all covered up now.
Yeah, I know.
Like in those days when people had to cover up.
Oh. This might end up being, like, two podcasts, because we still have
a couple of zippers.
Well, the costume thing also makes me think of how you told me to costume my life, you know?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember this? And things are somewhat, maybe, almost returning to normal-ish, and I'm like, okay, I think I'm ready for some costume time, because for a while there, the costume was stay at home during the pandemic. But now I have maybe some more costumes that I could wear. I have some more scenes to play, right? Okay. We'll take a quick break and come back. Hey, ZD. Wouldn't it be cool if everyone who listened to this podcast could learn how to make perfectly fitting leggings directly from you, the leggings expert?
Well, yes, Mal. That's why we produce the Made to Measure Leggings class. I teach anyone, no matter their age, ability, or gender, to make perfectly fitting leggings based on their measurements. And if someone is feeling particularly generous, they can make leggings for anyone who they can get to stand still long enough to measure.
You, yes, you, can get immediate access to all the videos and course materials in the Made to Measure Leggings class by going to sewhere.com/leggings. This online class allows you to complete the process at your own pace, and you own it forever, so you can rewatch it as many times as you need.
Stop struggling with the leggings that roll down or sag in the wrong places. I'll be your guide as you create leggings that are made especially for you.
No matter what your equipment or skill level, ZD covers everything from measuring, drafting, cutting, and construction on a sewing machine or serger in this class. Go to sewhere.com/leggings and get started today.
Sewing out loud.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, and we're back. So the next question, I think we got this from a few people because I just wrote replacing zippers. And this is... This could probably be several podcasts. And there's no way we can cover every single
zipper
situation
in the world. And all I can think of is how many jean zippers I replaced, you know, in the 90s.
Oh my God.
I think I replaced one for Lindsay every week of her life.
Really?
For about 3 years. She just wore them out. You know, they would not stay up, you know, or she'd pull a tooth out of one. I don't know what she was doing with them. Okay.
Well, we know some people are hard on zippers, right?
Yes. Yeah, we do.
We know some people are hard.
Apparently
on
it can be genetic or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But those were also the days. It was kind of funny because the jeans were probably ready to wear. Okay?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because I wasn't going to spend my time certainly making jeans for a teenager
ever,
that was changing sizes.
Yeah, I don't think you ever made me a pair of jeans. You made me a lot of stuff. But.
Yes. Well, because to me, jeans were actually a really good buy.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you know.
I mean, I like making jeans, but I'll still be
right.
Like,
I just,
they are a good
they
buy.
Were a good value. You wore them anywhere you wanted. Mm-hmm. You wore them to death. If they had a hole in them, you still wore them. After you wore them for a while, you cut them off. I mean, I just thought jeans were like a bargain, almost no matter how much they cost.
I don't even know if I would replace a zipper in a pair of jeans for someone. I don't think
this was my daughter.
I know.
So I didn't have to go buy another pair of jeans.
She really
Well, and that would be another thing.
These are the jeans I want. Yes,
yeah,
right. Okay.
So, and I remember, and the zipper did not show, right? Because it was a fly front.
Yes.
But I remember a pair of jeans with orange top stitching, and they had an orange zipper.
I remember
and
those two.
I remember my mind going to zippers can be fun, even if you don't see them.
Sure.
But that was sort of getting to be a fad then.
Uh-huh.
And zippers in the legs were, you know,
oh, yeah,
down at the cuff, the bottom of the
jeans. Did she wear JNCO jeans?
Oh, heck, I don't know.
It was
the
time.
But you know, jeans were getting adulterated. Do you know what I mean?
They were
getting exploited.
I don't
It was
think,
no longer just a Levi jean.
I don't think either of those words are quite what we're going for, but
bastardized.
No, but I understand what you're saying. So,
yes.
Anyway, I don't know the word.
Your jeans were not just your five pocket jeans anymore.
Right.
Okay? You know, they
elaborated upon.
There was style. And shortly after that, they started doing the rhinestones and things like that. You know, all the studs or the fancy bottoms to them that, you know. So, but I remember a bright orange zipper. I remember a lime green zipper. And I do remember saying to her, you may not get the same color zipper, but it doesn't show. So don't freak out, you know. And because I wanted to put in a jean zipper.
Okay.
So there is such a thing as a jeans zipper. And that's what you would want to put in a pair of jeans.
So when you're replacing a zipper, what mom was saying, this is a good jumping off point. You want to get the same type of zipper?
Right.
Okay.
Unless it's a costume and the zipper keeps breaking because it's a quick change in the VOMS and it's in a...
You're whispering.
And it's in, and it's in an evening gown. It's a Vita. And you have put a zipper in every single time the scene has been done and the play goes for another 10 days. You put a parka zipper in an evening gown.
Okay, good point. Good point.
There you go.
But you do have to kind of, what we were talking about before we started the podcast, you know, get a similar zipper.
Right.
You can shorten a zipper if you need to, but separating.
If you know how to shorten a zipper.
Which we talked about last time.
Right.
a separating zipper. I've had people ask for those, and so I always measure and try to like order the same length of zipper, right. Of course. But
color can be
then you have
an issue.
To reverse engineer the zipper. And
right.
It's so helpful if you have put in zippers before,
right.
Of course. I mean, you're probably not like replacing a zipper if you've never put in a zipper, but hey, who knows what's going on.
Yeah, don't replace a zipper if you've never touched a zipper before.
But
have someone else do that.
It can be a little problematic because sometimes zippers have been, or in seam allowances, not so much zippers, but like seam allowances get trimmed
and graded.
Folded and graded and blah, blah, blah. And I've even had some instances where I like on a sleeping bag have left the old zipper alone and just like stitched the new one.
You
sort
can
of
also
next
just
to it.
Cut the teeth out. Right.
Yeah,
and leave
right.
The tape in.
Right. So you may end up doing some like a little bit of shady stuff, okay, when you are replacing a zipper. That's what
my
I'm
husband
saying.
Had this humongous tote bag thing. I can't remember if maybe it was this Tri-Gear he put in it. And actually, I think it was originally for a Recessi Annie. You know, they put the half of the body in it. And somebody gave it to me and said, would you like this? And I said, oh, I don't know. I'll take it. I thought maybe the zipper wasn't a big deal. And it was like...
It was a big deal.
Well, kind of, you know. And that's what I did. I cut the teeth off and I just sewed it right on top. And the zipper I used, honestly, was the zipper that we had on the plastic divider when we did our kitchen. You know, you plastic off things.
Yeah.
And we had to go through that area. So we had a big, huge zipper that you buy at the hardware store.
Right.
That has like an adhesive on it that glues on the plastic. And then you know, cut it so you can get,
right.
You know, you can, so you have
so
a zipper door.
So here's another way
opening.
To add a zipper,
and
guys.
And when we took that down, my husband started like, you know, pitching that plastic.
Give me
and
that
I'm like,
zipper.
I want that zipper. And then later he's like, what do you want that zipper for? That's, I can't, we can always buy it. I said, that is a high quality, you know, heavy duty zipper. There's no reason.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know, to not keep
it's
it.
It's a specialty
and
thing.
Then I used it on that bag that he put stuff in.
Ta-da,
later.
Ta-da. Yes. Yeah, so you might do some, like, when you are replacing a zipper, and we were like, hey, make sure you've put in zippers before. And then we say, hey, you might not actually replace the zipper in the way you would have put the zipper in if you would have made this from scratch.
Well, the one thing about have you done it before, do you understand? I mean, It's the same old thing again, is the knowledge of how to do it also allows you to hack it.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. So on something like a jeans zipper, or I'm kind of like picturing a jacket or whatever, you would have put the zipper in before you attached the hood or the waistband or something like that. So those parts kind of like, or before you hemmed it, okay, on some...
Or lined it.
Yeah, yeah. So sometimes you're trying to get that old zipper out of there, and then you're sort of like laying the new one in place.
Wonder tape. Is
clamps.
A one. Is that's why they named it Wonder tape. It is a friggin' wonder.
So you're gonna kind of reverse engineer. You're gonna like lay that zipper in and restitch, and it may not get the same amount of stitching it originally did. You know, like when
it
you
may
first
be.
Put,
yes, yeah, it may be a little bit different.
It may be different. Now we always. You kind of, what do I want to say, lionized this person at the local alteration store when someone would bring in a leather jacket and said that they needed the zipper replaced. You'd be like, listen, there is this woman over at whatever the place is called, and it is her only job is to
replace. She only worked with zippers. Or she only worked with the leather.
The leather,
I think.
Yeah. But like her, one of her main jobs is that she specializes in is replacing zippers in leather jackets.
Right.
Like, because why?
Well, if you remember, I replaced one not too long ago. Well,
in a leather jacket? I don't remember.
Don't you remember Bob's? Bob bringing in the jacket, the leather coat.
When you say not too long ago,
it was 6 years.
Okay.
Okay,
guys.
This is before my child
was born.
Okay, and for me, that's like a grain of sand in the time I've lived. Stall Hut.
No, it's longer than that. It's got to be longer than 6 years, isn't it?
You were pregnant.
I was pregnant?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if I was pregnant, then yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So
not too long ago.
Anyway, once you pierce leather or vinyl,
yeah,
the hole does not heal, mm-hmm. right? So you're going to try and put, you're going to attempt, try, hope, pray, whatever, that
kill a chicken.
You can, that's right, kill,
that's
sacrifice.
What I always like to say that.
Sacrifice
like
a chicken,
that.
Whatever you have to do, and put that zipper back in using the same needle holes that
yeah.
it were originally used. It has to do with the aesthetics of it and how it looks, but it also has to do with, is it going to hold and function? If you start piercing that, it's the same as, you know, cutting it.
Yeah.
Okay. In fact, a leather needle does cut. It does not pierce. It cuts.
Right.
It slices is what it does. So now these people would come in and they go, how much is it going to cost me? You know, and I would say, oh, I don't know. It could be $30 or $40.
50, yeah.
You know,
like
easy.
That.
Now, this is a long time ago.
Yeah,
actually.
Right.
You know. I said, I don't want to quote her price. I said, but whatever she charges, if you like that
jacket,
coat,
yeah.
then it's worth it. If you don't, go buy, because sometimes you could honestly buy a new one.
Oh, I just loved it when people would tell us that, because they'd come in and they'd be like, well, you're sewing people. I'd be like, yeah, how much would it cost to replace this? Okay, $20. I can buy a new one for that.
Then
and I
do.
Felt like saying, oh, thank you so much for telling me. I didn't know that. I've never been to a store.
Well, you know, I mean,
oh, I should base my price off of what you can buy a new one for, because it matters to me if you buy a new one or not. Of course, I never said
well,
that.
Well, it's
to
like
anyone.
When someone comes in and they've either inherited a wardrobe,
yeah,
or they've lost a lot of weight, something where they need a different size than
yeah.
what they have, and
yeah.
I mean a way different size,
way different, yeah,
you know. And like, you know, so say something's like a size 100 and it needs to be a size 50 or
yeah,
whatever.
Right.
And they're like, but the fabric's there. Can you cut it down? You know, and you're like, you can maybe. And
but that's making a whole new garment. You
that's
know,
a whole,
yeah.
No, it's worse.
Well, right.
It's
yeah,
worse than making worse. A whole new garment
yeah.
because if that sleeve's cut a certain way, that next sleeve can't be cut the right way.
The sleeves are always the thing. Okay, let's get back to zippers. Though. Okay. Okay.
So those alterations. Well, I remember quoting somebody that I'd hem their dress for $6. It was this little and they went on and on and on about it. And I said, well, I can sell you a machine. But anyway.
I remember. Oh gosh. Well, let's not get into complaining about.
Yeah.
Well, that could be another podcast.
We've never done complaining.
We've
about
never
it,
done
yeah.
it. Have we?
Never complained about anybody.
Oh, we
before.
Better start complaining on this podcast.
Yeah, we need some negative comments down there. Somebody telling us how awful we are.
So replacing zippers, you're going to reverse engineer, and then don't be scandalized if you end up doing something a little off or a little
if
different.
If it looks okay
if it works,
and it works.
Ta-da.
Go for it.
That's right.
Go
That's
for
right.
it. Okay.
Yeah, don't be
but
surprised.
Like when Mallory said reverse engineering, absolutely. Now, I take zippers out generally with a single edge razor blade. Mm-hmm. I think Mallory uses a scalpel.
No, actually, people get all scared about the single edge razor blades. And I have cut myself more with that scalpel because it's hooked. And I'm used to the straight blade. And you know what I do? I'm like using the hook and I accidentally just like stab
my knuckle?
Number, like it's like the middle one.
Pointer.
So it's just like, here but it's not just my pointer.
Here is pointer.
Somehow when I'm using that thing, it's just like I'm not, cause it,
no,
because
how
I'm
you
used
hold
to the straight
it. Yeah.
thing, it's not, other people might not have this issue, but it's like, I'm like, oh, I've just like axed myself.
So use what's safest
yeah.
for you. I do use a razor blade. I think it's easier and I don't cut myself with it. Single edge razor blade, just like when you wallpaper and you the kind you put in your wallpaper knife or whatever. But there's more than one kind of wallpaper
well,
knife, so I
straight.
Should have said that.
It's straight. It, you know, sometimes people want to get the angled ones.
It's actually a safety razor blade that has basically a place to hold it on
That's
one
right.
side.
That's right.
You know, it has a finished side.
Because people have been like, oh, can't you just use a box cutter? I'm sure someone can.
Yeah.
But, like, that's not, yeah, what my hand is trained to do is with that little safety razor.
So, while you're doing that, you need to be thinking about the steps that you're undoing, you know, in reverse. Now, here's where everybody's got an advantage these days when they're learning to teach. You can take pictures.
Yeah, or video yourself.
Okay,
or
video
yeah.
yourself, whatever. Because, you know, the phone is such a great tool these days. We just took a cabinet apart in the boat that was going to have to be put back together. And it had this weird set of braces around it that went around like some wiring. And my husband's like, why? I go, hold on. And I just start snapping pictures.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. When you go to put it back together, do refer to the pictures. Just don't sit there and go, now, how does this work? Okay. I don't understand that. Not wanting to. So I look at the picture and I go, it goes this way. Okay.
And the other thing with the zipper and the straight razor and taking those stitches out is like, I try to take the stitches out. But I try not to move, I try not to, like, move the
distort.
Garment. Distort. Or it's like, I don't want to turn the lining inside out.
Well, that
I want to kind of leave
That's one reason I don't like a seam ripper, because if I don't get it in the sharpest part of the seam ripper, then I'm pulling.
So, right. So it's like, if you're taking that zipper out of like a lined jacket.
Right.
I kind of want that lining where it's been sewn and folded back to like just stay creased. Just let me, just hello garment, take this zipper out and you stay as you were, you know.
But also before you start taking out, inspect it a little bit.
Yeah, good idea. Yes, of course.
Yeah. But, you know, I learned how to sew more, I think, from altering clothing than I actually learned from teaching myself to sew.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, wow, they did this. Oh, this way. Oh, I can put the zipper and the lining in all at the same time. Oh, yay. You know. So I would not hesitate to use Wonder Tape. I would not hesitate to baste if I needed to.
ZD is all about that Wonder Tape.
Wonder Tape is just so easy.
Okay. The last question we have for now is, and we're going to do our best to answer this. It's from Angelica, and she says, advice on how to install zipper tabs in the zipper pouch without it getting caught in thread ends. I'd like to have nice corners at the top ends with zipper tabs. So we're not quite sure if Angelica's talking about there are zipper tabs where you kind of finish the edge of the zipper and it's incorporated into the bag. And then there are zipper tabs where, like, the zipper runs off the bag.
Right.
And you, like, finish the end.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not quite sure about that. but, you know, I think this might have to do, we were talking about this a little bit before the podcast, but, like, you have shown how you sew, like, a lined zippered bag, and you kind of, like, sew the lining up to the zipper.
Right.
You know, so you don't, like, sew, do you, when you're sewing, you've got the lining and the main, and it's all turned inside out.
Yes.
Okay. Do you sew straight through that zipper, or do you stop short of the zipper when you're closing the sides of, like, the lining and the main fabric? I wonder if that's what she's talking about.
I don't even know what you just said.
So, you've sewn.
If she has tabs, she's not going to have to sew through any zipper.
Right.
If she has tabs.
So, that's another thing we thought, Angelica. You trim the zipper away from underneath those fabric tabs.
So, like you said, though, tabs, are we talking about tabs that extend past?
Yeah.
Past the bag? Are we talking about the tabs that are on the end of the zippers that are sewn into the seams? So there's two things here that I can,
right,
that I believe I can address. If you're sewing past the tabs or past,
if your zipper goes out past your,
right, you're sewing up to the zipper, right?
Right.
Okay. And honestly, that does not really close your bag.
I wonder that I had this mom's looking at me like, hello, we didn't talk about this before the podcast because I had this epiphany. I think maybe that's what she's talking about.
So the possibility, yes. So you will have a little hole under that zipper where you can stick your fingers in or a pencil or something. It will not be totally enclosed if that zipper is up above your bag and extended out past the top of your bag, the length of your bag.
So that's what I'm saying. So when your bag is inside out, and so, like, let's pretend it's like laying down on a cutting table and you're lining is like folded in half, right sides together, and it's attached to the main, which is like folded in half, right sides together, and they're attached to the zipper. That you can't see the zipper; it's inside the bag right now, and your sides are open. You know, so you're about to sew up those side seams.
That's not how I would do an extended bag. An extended bag zipper, I finish the whole top.
I know that's what you would do for an extended bag, but I think this is what she's doing. I think she's got the lined bag like that, and she's sewing up through some zipper when she shouldn't be sewing up through any zipper.
So if I have the extended tabs, I finish the whole top of the bag, and then I just top stitch the zipper in.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So does that make sense?
I think so.
Okay,
yes.
So I don't.
So like either way, she shouldn't be sewing through the zipper at
so
all.
So the other way is if you tab the ends of your zipper with what I would call, I don't call them tabs. I call them extensions.
Yeah, okay? It seems like we were looking this up and we were trying to figure out like what a zipper tab is and sort of
people are calling
parlance.
Different things tabs. Uh-huh. I never called these tabs. So
I don't think I call them tabs either, but
I don't know what I call them.
I know, not that that's wrong.
I don't
wrong.
Know that I had a name for them. So I think I called them extensions. But anyway, so what happens is you add fabric to the ends of the zipper or to where you want the length of the zipper to be. This is hard to describe. What is going to happen is when you make your bag and you're sewing your side seams, the only thing you'll be sewing is fabric. There's no zipper in there. So so you're adding this cloth onto the end of your zipper.
Right.
And the zipper's, you know, not supposed to be inside that cloth.
Right.
That would have been cut away or trimmed away so that when you insert it in the bag, you are only sewing on the fabric.
So that's kind of the point. That's why maybe extension's kind of a funny word, except...
Well, extends the length of the zipper.
It makes sense.
It does.
Even though you're, like, cutting it off.
Even though... Right.
Right, exactly. But it's extending the length so that you don't have to sew through
You're
the zipper.
Eliminating that the teeth of the zipper are in the side seams of the bag.
That's right.
That's what you're eliminating. So what happens is you want those tabs to be basically as long as the top
seam allowance. Yeah, seam allowance.
So it has to be as long as that. Say that's a half inch. And then you want more, so you maybe, and this can be decorative, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it is, I mean, it is decorative, it shows.
Right.
So what you're you know, you either want to come in maybe another inch or maybe another half inch.
Yeah.
But enough that you aren't sewing on the zipper, or you also want to make sure that your foot is not going over those zipper teeth, so you don't have those problems. You want a smooth go of it, right?
Yeah.
But you can also be using your zipper foot to go, you know, to sew that side seam there. So I don't know if we're answering her question or
Angelica
not.
Yeah, Angelica might be writing to
She's
us again.
She's probably going, those ladies are crazy. What
why
she
did I write on their Facebook page?
Yeah, why did
they torture me?
Why did I think they knew anything? Why would I think they knew how to do a zipper? So the whole thing is you're avoiding zipper bulk, zipper teeth. And, you know, a lot of times people will use a contrasting fabric for that. Or they will use the fabric that matches so it doesn't show. Or sometimes they'll use a fabric that matches the zipper. So, you know, that is a styling element there that you have.
Something that I really enjoy doing is looking at bags in the store.
Right.
And how they have put in their zippers.
Yes.
And something I've seen, just to confuse the situation a little more, is with those zippers that pass the top of the bag.
That's right.
That you'd finish with a tab. They will put fabric on the sides of the zipper to then sew that to the top of the bag. So it gives a little bit of kind of like a gusset or something.
Right.
But also, I would imagine, like... Okay, now you've put basically kind of long tabs on the sides of your zipper, and it makes the construction process like a ton easier.
Right.
You know, I think they could even, because they're probably like super duper professional people, they could have the zipper separated and then pop it back together. when you do it like that.
Well, and they also have one person in the fabric in the factory only doing the zippers, right? And somebody's only doing the side seams.
Well, I just that's something I really enjoy about like looking at my bags and going into the store, even if I'm not going to buy a bag.
Right.
I really think that
this goes
so
back
fun.
To the deconstructing or the alterations and seeing how people put things together and how it's made.
That could inspire you on a replacement too.
Right.
Sorry, I know you're about to say something, but like if you're gonna replace the top of a zipper in a bag, and you're like, I don't think I can do exactly what was done
zipper.
Let me finish this.
Okay.
So if you don't think you can do exactly what was done, you know, like it's just impossible for whatever reason, go look at the store and say, oh, this treatment could make for a good replacement. You know, still be functional and be easier on me. Go ahead.
So this friend of mine says, I had this really cool idea. I was trying to just sew Christmas out of my stash, you know, and I was going to make these kids, blah, 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 these friends of ours, their kids are starting the saving programs, and I was going to make them little bank bags, little money bags.
Uh-huh.
She says, and I have all these zippers and they're all too short for the money bag. And I go, I know how to make a zipper longer.
Oh.
And she goes, oh, yeah, you just add fabric at the end. I go, no.
You had an extension, ZD. No.
I said, no. I said, you can use two zippers. She goes, what? And I said, put the zippers in where the head of the zipper is in the middle of the bag. So one zipper's on one side and one's on the other. And then when you put them together, they meet in the middle and your bag is now closed. And you can always put a little hook or something on the zipper if you want to, like, put the two together. Okay. She must have made, like, 40 of those bags.
She had all these,
like,
zippers.
What did she do? She had, like, all these, like, 8-inch or 7-inch zippers. I don't remember why. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I've seen that.
But she's like, you're a genius. I go, I can even show you a better genius than this. And I showed her how to take the zippers apart and make it all one color on one side and all the...
Switch the sides of the zipper.
Yeah, it was like, she's like, oh, so you took the white zipper and the red zipper and you separated and then you had a white side and a red side to the zipper. She totally freaked out. She thought I was a genius for about 15 minutes.
You know, at Zelda's preschool, everybody had like a thing that went along with their name, you know, like Brandon Bear, and she was Zelda Zipper. And I was like, oh, that's so fun. So, 'cause I sew and whatnot. Okay. Well, if you have more zipper questions, or if you're like,
find somebody that knows.
Yeah, talk to someone else. No.
No, go to someone that knows how to read your question.
Yeah, so sorry, Angelica, if we kind of like messed that one up for
you. But you can rewrite it or send us a video
or a picture
or something and say, you fools, this is what I meant.
Yeah, just contact Mallory at sohere.com. And
yes, definitely contact Mallory.
Yeah, okay, ZD, take it away.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sohere.com.